Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There's a song in our hymn books based on Psalm 103. Let's sing it as we begin this service this morning. Number 8, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who, like me, his praise should sing. Hallelujah. Number 8.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise you, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you are the God of grace, the God of all grace. We thank you that we can come into your presence. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for us, that has opened heaven for us. There we have found you, our precious Lord and Savior. We pray that all of us shall be sprinkled with that blood of sprinkling today, and we shall come before you to worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have made this way for us, this glorious way, to be in your holy presence and to rejoice in you this day. And Lord, we want to serve you with gladness and come before your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Lord, we are thankful to you this morning and we bless your name. We come before you, Lord, with deep gratitude. We praise you, Lord. You are the God of all grace, and this morning you're ministering to us. You're blessing your people. And we want to offer ourselves to you, that you might have your way with us on this, your day, as we praise you and worship and glory in your triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open in the back of our books. There's a section called Scripture Readings. Scripture readings, and we're going to look at the 40th one. Scripture reading 40, under the heading Praise, and you'll notice that there's a section from Psalm 148, which we read the other day, just the first four verses here, and then Psalm 150, and we have been reading. During last week, we read from Psalm 146 on, and we are up to Psalm 150. We don't want to miss that wonderful psalm, the last one in the Psalter. And the reason we open to it here in the back of the hymn books is so that we can all read from the same version. Isn't that nice? This is the King James Version, and we don't mind tacking on the four verses that we read already. Some of you weren't even here. So we're going to read this section, and this is the word of the Lord. And let us stand to read it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Together,
praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's remain standing and turn to hymn number 2 in the same hymn book, number 2, Praise Ye the Lord.
sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy Jesus e'er have been granted in what he ordaineth? Praise ye the Lord, who with marvelous wisdom hath made thee, decked thee with health and with loving hand, guided and stayed thee. How oft in grief hath not he brought thee relief, spreading his wings for to shade thee.
Let's be seated. When I saw this name, the name of the author who wrote this song first in German, Joachim Neander. Is that how you say it? Neander? I thought of Neanderthal man. Remember him? Well, this is the true Neanderthal man. This is really true. I heard this from a music director who had studied hymns and their histories. And I have to trust him. I mean, if you find that this is wrong, please come and tell me before I tell it to someone else. But this man, Joachim Neander, as a young, I think he was still in his teens, he went into the church one Sunday morning with his friends. And you know why they went to church? To sit there and mock what was being said. As I understand it, they wanted to make fun of religion and what was going on and have a good time at church. Maybe there wasn't much to do in their town, at least not that morning. And so they were planning to do that. And you know what happened to him that morning? That morning, everything changed because God got a hold of him. And he heard the voice of the Son of God. He heard the Word of God that stands forever. And it spoke life to his soul, brought him from darkness to light, from death to life. And he became, although you see that he didn't live a long life, he became a devoted servant of the Lord. I believe he became a pastor and was so well loved and respected. Now his family was in this area. And he died at 30. But the valley, that's what Neanderthal means valley. The valley where this family lived was named for them. So it became the Neanderthal. And that's where that skull was found that you hear about in school. And they try to put together this Neanderthal man that no one really wants to look like. But anyway, this Joachim Neander has a connection. If you ever hear about that in your school, say in your heart at least, praise ye the Lord. Oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let's sing that last verse. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All that hath life and breath, all that hath life and breath, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Been so happy to have with us in these days Brother and Sister Meckel from Germany, and just now Sister Moni. Sister, look at that row there, Moni, Elsie, Rosvita, and Brother and Sister Geschwister Meckel, right in a row there. And there's Antia also. They're going to sing with me. It's not going to take long. You a little patience, okay? We're singing for you, okay? But you can sing with us, okay? Alles, was Odem hat, lobe den Herrn, ja, lobe den Herrn, ja, lobe den Herrn. Oh, Rudy. Alles, was Odem hat, lobe den Herrn, hilft und rettet so gern. Wouldn't you love to hear that again? Alles was Odem hat, lobe den Herrn, ja lobe den Herrn, ja lobe den Herrn. Alles was Odem hat, lobe den Herrn, hilft und rettet so gern. So can you guess what that means? Alles, everything. Was Odem hat, that has breath. Lobe den Herrn, praise the Lord. Did I have that right? Yes. See, I meant to point you out too. Brother Rudy speaks German. But that last line, hilft und rettet so gern, that talks about his grace, his help. He helps and he saves so gern. Isn't gern a nice word? Moni, what does that mean anyway? It's better than that. Gladly? That's right. Thank you. He saves and he pours forth his grace so gladly, you could say freely, just right out of a heart that's as generous, that's infinitely generous and infinitely large, and God is for us. So praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
And all that is within. Hallelujah.